Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Democrats are introducing legislation to expand the Supreme Court. A group of U.S. Senate and House Democrats reintroduced the Judiciary Act of 2023. It's a bill that would add 4 seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Constitution generally grants Congress control over the size and structure of the federal courts. However, since the end of the Civil War, the court size has been set at 9 justices. Georgia's Democrat Representative Hank Johnson says the Supreme Court must expand to save democracy and the planet.
And today, a 6-3 far-right supermajority on the United States Supreme Court threatens our rights, our democracy, and our planet.
Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday, agreeing a default is not going to happen. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
And this president, to reach a deal, that's how all these things have happened in the past, and it's Biden being late to the game and playing around with this that has brought us to this point.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer after yesterday's meeting in Washington.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary and will face incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. Cameron came out on top in a crowded field of 12 Republican candidates.
I firmly and fully believe in the American spirit and the innovative spirit of the hardworking men and women all across this country.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden is speaking out against anti-Semitism.
He hosted lawmakers and community leaders for a reception at the White House on Tuesday to mark Jewish American Heritage Month.
In America, evil will not win. Hate will not prevail. The venom and violence of anti-Semitism will not be the story of our time.
The president also noted that the 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, was what convinced him to make a White House run in 2020. There, protesters carried torches and chanted phrases that included, "Jews will not replace us." I'm Skip Kelly.
Sherrill Parker won the Democrat primary for mayor of Philadelphia yesterday. Parker's victory positions her with the possibility of becoming the city's first female mayor. Parker supports the police tactic of stop and frisk to help deter crime and called for hiring 300 more police officers. Parker and Republican David O. move on to the November election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is sending more than 1,100 Florida law enforcement agents and National Guard members to the Texas-Mexico border.
The move comes after a letter was sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling on all 50 states to send help if they can. DeSantis responded, ordering 800 Florida National Guard members, 200 state police agents, and 100 highway patrol troopers to leave his state to go to the border. DeSantis made a similar decision in 2021 when he sent more than 100 Florida law enforcement officers to Texas' southern border for 6 weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Daniel O'Connor is going to be joining us in just a second. He'll be talking about his novel, A True American Patriot. This is a fast-paced action thriller novel, and a little bit of Daniel's background. He was with the CIA, so 26 years in the CIA, and so from that to a novelist. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me as well. Yes.
So here you are. I mean, through your 26-year career in the CIA, did you ever see yourself as an author?
No, that's long past. I can give you a couple. Like you said, 26 years, and what was a little bit different compared to others is that the reason why I was there for so long is that the CIA directors themselves, directors of Central Intelligence, they travel, of course, internationally, and many people don't realize how often they do travel. And so we have chief of security. I was responsible for it for 5 different directors of CIA and over several years. Mm-hmm. And it would be something similar to a United States Secret Service, but we stay low when we can.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept everything very interesting, and it was critical to make sure that the directors aren't harmed or killed in any way.
Yeah, I bet. Well, and of course, here it is. I mean, you're in the room. You're in the room with all these CIA directors, all these different elements of history, and you're there.
Yes. Yes. The way I would describe it, I do occasionally, is that I have been around the world. It's easier for me to pick out the places I haven't been than I have around the rest of the world. As a result of being with the agency for so long and being responsible for my security officers, male and female, that would go out and they would set up long before our planes coming, long before so that everything's all set and go. And so I've learned a lot. I'm a kid from the Bronx, but I have learned a tremendous amount. And the number of countries that I've been in is remarkable. That's the best way I'd say it.
Well, I bet. I mean, this is one probably of many books and series to come down the road because of your background. There's no way you can, you know, cover everything in the 300 and some pages that you've written here in A True American Patriot. So what motivated you to write the book?
It's very interesting in that regard because it took me a couple of years to do it. But separate from that, what I ended up doing and wanting to do is that there's 125 U.S. military bases around the world. Okay. And while many are in the United States, of course, and in the Pentagon, but a vast majority are around the world, and that's who are protecting us. And I'm familiar with that kind of protection. I'm familiar with my own colleagues and people that I work with. And what I found is as I was beginning and starting to move the book a bit, I realized that when I traveled and my colleagues traveled with the director, deputy director, the amount of time you get to spend sleeping is about 3 hours, maybe four.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And I realized, too, that in the U.S. and abroad, that's what they have, too, is they go in, you know, they do every day, and the officers, both officers and those that are running uniforms and those that don't look like they're in uniform, but they are. Mm-hmm. And so I came about it in the way that I realized that they have been doing the 3 hour, 4 hours every day while they're abroad like that.
Right,
and
exactly.
We did, but we were doing it by, we would be out for 7-10 days going to 4 or 5 different countries, but then we'd be back home. And with the U.S. military, I have such high regard for them. And that's what caused me to do the book. There's about, maybe 2/3 less than that of the book in terms of the U.S. military. That's what has caused me to do it, and it's what I'd like them to get some. And things are getting worse and more challenging and more dangerous, so that it makes it even harder.
Well, exactly. I mean, you want to honor the military and those that have served, that you served alongside. I think that that is a positive thing. And as you say, in the military today, it's different than, when I served in the military, when you've got a military that's more concerned about, social nuances like, pronouns and that sort of thing. It's like, wait a minute, we're taking our eye off the ball. I mean, why do we have a military to begin with?
I think you're exactly right. And it has a lot to do, I think, with the different types of years that people have been in and what they've experienced. And a lot of younger people don't realize what's involved. Although when they go and if they join the military, they are certainly taught how things have to be done. And then they come around to realizing that this is critical.
Yeah, you know? It really is when you think about it. I mean, I was fortunate, when I was in the Marine Corps, it was during the Vietnam era. And it was serious. I mean, I didn't end up overseas. I stayed here in the States, because I was at a broadcast career and things worked out. I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton, believe it or not. And so, regardless, from my purview, I was able to see what was going on in the military, because I think that, if you could probably go back after World War II, when we released, I still maintain this, Daniel, that when we released the bombs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, there was such a psychological devastating impact on our country and the whole military industrial complex. Like, oh my God, we've got this kind of power. And when you see that, it causes you to, I guess, reevaluate. And to see things a lot differently, which aren't necessarily, they're coincidental, but they're not necessarily hand in glove with war. Because when you go to war, you got to go to war to win. You got to go to war to go break things up and do damage to where you can get the people, get the politicians, the people to come together at the table and negotiate a peace. You can't do anything short of that. And it seems that ever since World War II, particularly in Vietnam, the way Vietnam was executed, it was a disaster and very costly, in my humble opinion.
Sure. I see. States. And what's really incredible is that at this point in time, literally, I don't mean within this day or two, but with regards to the last couple of years and where we are now, it's remarkable the Russia, China, North Korea, these are all things that are bubbling up. And what's happening is that we being the United States and the military, as well as other portions of the national security.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Daniel O'Connor after this.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with the 26-year CIA veteran and author, Daniel O'Connor. His new book, True American Patriot, a fast-paced action thriller, it is said, a real, you know, page turner, as we always like to put in the vernacular, because this is one that really grabs a hold of you. Here he is. He's been in the room. He's experienced, you know, things that some of us will never, ever get to experience, but he's experienced it firsthand, and he brings it to the book as much as he can without violating any kind of national security there, right, Daniel?
You are absolutely spot on. The way I describe it is the first sentence, not within the book, but the first sentence in terms of thinking about it is no classified information available. Now we can move on.
Right, exactly. Well, and you were starting to say that before we concluded the first segment here is that, yes, you know, America is still very strong, but what we have to do is make sure that our enemies understand that we're strong. I kind of like what President Trump had said in negotiating with the likes of President Xi and Putin. It was like he wanted them to have 10% doubt. And I thought that that was unique. You know, is he 10% crazy enough to do something if I make the wrong step here? So, you know, I thought that that was an interesting assessment and how he put that. What do you think?
I think that I understand, and I do think that the more they look at us and pay attention to us, and the more we slip out in terms of what our capabilities are, it is making them very nervous. And that's what you want. Otherwise, they'll just walk over you.
Right.
China is an interesting situation right now. The whole Taiwan piece. I've been in Taiwan. I've been in Hong Kong. I've been always looked in China itself. But the aspects of it are, for example, with Taiwan, the Chinese are so interested and salivating to get a hold of Taiwan. One example would be that they've a while back, meaning a couple of months ago, they came out saying that when and if we do it, we will have 2 million soldiers on the ground in Taiwan. And so our part stepped forward a couple, like a month later, and now we have the U.S. Marines. Good portion, good number, and we also have some special forces people that really are quite amazing.
And the other thing though is what happened in the South China Sea. We've been saying this forever, Daniel, is that, and you kind of suggested this, is that the U.S. military and our government has been a little lax. It's kind of like what happened with Ukraine and Russia. I mean, you saw the buildup of what was happening at the Ukraine border. I mean, what you thought the Russians were just going for an overnight bivouac? I mean, you don't go to war unless the supply chain and everything is all lined up. It's obvious when you start moving these chess pieces, you know what you're doing and what you're targeting, right?
Absolutely, and it's outstanding the way it's been handled. One of the things quite interesting for me is when Putin came forward in February, you know, more than a year ago now, and he was thinking, okay, we'll be done in about 2-3 weeks.
Right.
What was very interesting is that most people, even different military groups, they thought that Russia was probably, you know, the third strongest on the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out it was anything but. So there's an enormous amount of people that are trying to that have already gotten out of Russia, even though they're Russians and they love their country.
Right.
You got it. You know, so it's extraordinary. And I, one of the two things I would mention that I find interesting and I think real is that with Taiwan and China, the main reason why Xi Jinping's so heavy to try to make it happen is that it's all for him. It's all about safe face.
You know, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Asia has a different way of looking at life in some ways, you know, and he most of all, he doesn't want to lose face. And
and of course, for them, they got time because unlike the United States, I mean, we're microwave people. We sit in front of a microwave, yell, hurry up. If it doesn't happen right away, then you're measured and you come up short. In China, you can just, and especially when you have, you know, the kind of government they have, hey, they dictate everything. And so the timeline, it doesn't have to happen in the next 5 years or 10 years. They continue, whether it's the buildup in the South China Sea, there's other juxtapositions that are taking place to encourage encourage the communist Chinese that they're still moving. You know, they're still progressing, right?
Right. Absolutely. And the fact that they have already gone in space, literally space, and they are busy trying to take out our portions of space are really frightening in some respects. One thing I would say about Taiwan, I'm sorry, not Taiwan, but Xi Jinping, is that he's a brilliant guy, I think. In many respects, he's a brilliant guy. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that I think he's mentally ill because he doesn't care about his people, not one iota. He doesn't care even about CCP. He's just got this. And then you jump over to Putin. Putin has a very similar situation. They've been looking at Putin's actually, you know, have these all these different things in his body and his mind and this kind of thing. Well, he's realizing now very quick. He's close to being on the abyss. And we'll have to walk over. The numbers of times that assassination attempts have been with him are not discouraging. They're encouraging. So, but with both of those factors, they are very close to each other. They try to work it. They try to work each other. But it, I really do believe that their mental capacity is really warped in many respects. You know?
Well, and it's bizarre, Daniel, because as you say, I mean, let's just talk of the whole idea of the N-word, the nuclear, you know, component.
Right.
That was never thrown out there. And now all of a sudden, you know, whether it's Putin or someone else, this kind of serious saber rattling can cause a problem. I mean, this is when mistakes happen, right? So what do you think, you know, in terms of, you know, some nuclear event taking place? I think we're probably more imminent with that than ever.
I do, too. And the mere fact that everybody talks about it constantly and are very frightened by it all, they just rather, you know, make believe it doesn't exist. But one of the things that I'm watching closely is the idea of World War III. You know, with these characters involved, there's a real possibility that we could end up having to go to war. And I think that if that happens, the likelihood of the nuclear weapons coming into play after a certain period of time is almost inevitable. So it's like we don't want to go to war. We don't want to do this. But you have to understand that China, Russia, if you do this, or North Korea for that matter, we will operate and we will take care of things more in ways, you know. So, and yet Americans, we are not built that way. No. So it's really quite something.
Well, Daniel, I've got about a minute and a half left here. As the Executive Senior Intelligence Service Officer and the Chief of Security for 5 CIA Directors of Intelligence, the CIA coming under a lot of scrutiny here recently, especially with the Hunter Biden document and all this other stuff. What can you say to the American people to, you know, maybe pause a little bit and, you know, to have some confidence in the CIA, because right now that confidence is dwindled.
All right. I agree. And it's unfortunate, to say the least. The number of people that work for the CIA is not a small number.
Well, we're going to need to bring you back, Daniel, because this is a whole topic in and of itself, and I appreciate your candor and honesty in dealing with this. Daniel O'Connor, his book, A True American Patriot, a fast-paced action thriller. It'll be linked on our website and available at all the usual places. Daniel, look forward to having you back. Thank you so much for being with us.
Our pleasure, and thank you so much, too. All right, be well.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Democrats are introducing legislation to expand the Supreme Court. A group of U.S. Senate and House Democrats reintroduced the Judiciary Act of 2023. It's a bill that would add four seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Constitution generally grants Congress control over the size and structure of the federal courts. However, since the end of the Civil War, the court size has been set at nine justices. Georgia's Democrat Representative Hank Johnson says the Supreme Court must expand to save democracy and the planet.
And today, a 6-3 far-right supermajority on the United States Supreme Court threatens our rights, our democracy, and our planet.
Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday, agreeing a default is not going to happen. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez with you. We got Dr. John Zamerica up next. Breaking news here that a federal judge, actually this was from last night, blocks the Biden administration from releasing migrants without court dates as Title 42 expires. Dr. John Zamerica from Stream.org is with us right now. John, lots of things to catch up on, especially all eyes watching, thousands upon thousands of illegal migrants getting ready to bust through the border, even though you got Mayorkas saying the border is not open, but everything else tells you that his words are not lining up with his actions.
Well, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that we have a patriotic judge who believes in the rule of law.
Yeah.
The Biden administration has simply decided to sabotage the entire country in the pursuit of cheap political advantage. They've done the math, and they think that recent immigrants, especially from poor countries, are more likely to be Democrat voters. Because they will get free stuff from the government. So why not? These are people who are willing to steal a presidential election, who were willing to imprison the peaceful January 6th protesters who simply talked about it. This is a president who, as vice president, sold access to him, to his office, and sold policy decisions to foreign governments, and is now using the FBI to stifle the truth.
Exactly.
Why are we shocked that he's willing to trash the country by dumping millions of low-skill high school dropouts who are willing to break the law to come here. What a great start. What a perfect intro. That is a great American. Someone who's willing to lie, to pretend that he's a political refugee, and then skip his court date and just disappear into the country.
You're asking people to live by an honor system when they were dishonorable to begin with. It's just laughable. And as you say, one of the things that's driving me nuts here, John, is that the Democrats, aren't really dealing with the real number here. I mean, prior to this. Leading in probably to the Biden administration at the start of it, we were probably at about 25 million illegal immigrants in the country. They kept using that 13. They've been using that 13 million for decades. Well, there's, that thing has just been growing ever since. But they kind of been shielding the real numbers. So we're somewhere around 25 or 30. Now, since Biden has taken over, we've had an increase of somewhere between 5 and 7 million. So we're way past 30. We're probably approximating 40 million illegal immigrants as it stands today, if the truth be known. And and all these people are running out of services. I mean, even the blue states are saying, wait, we can't sustain this. So here these people are coming over, yes, maybe because they're promising a vote for the Democrats, but they're going to be gravely disappointed, just like blacks and other minorities who had been promised and whose votes have been purchased by the Democratic Party. And guess what? A lot of promise and no delivery.
Well, great. They can be the next rioters. They can be the next George Floyd rioters who loot businesses and beat people up and are not punished. Yeah. And anyone who defends himself against them can be prosecuted for murder, like Kyle Rittenhouse and Jay Gardner. Yeah. When I describe...
And Daniel Penny.
That's right.
You know, this former Marine who turned himself in this morning because of the pressure, and Alvin Bragg has no backbone, so he doesn't even go to a grand jury to have them, really do the deep down study. He just, in order to avoid political pressure, he buckles and has Daniel Penny show up for, because he says, I'm going to arrest you. Well, so now we're going through the process, and your point in all this, John, and you and I talked about this, it almost seems like years ago, that we're going to promote a rise of vigilantism because, crime is out of control. We've got more people coming in that aren't beholden to the U.S. Constitution. They're beholden to the cartels. The cartels tell them what to do. You see, and this is what people are forgetting. These aren't just people who, are poor and, they're escaping pressure. I mean, they may have in some case, went from the frying pan to the fire because they left a country where they maybe were dealing with some political pressure, possibly. But then they get beholden to the cartels that now own them and their families for at least a generation, if not two.
Yeah, let's remember, all this is about promoting a lie. Mm-hmm. The lie being that these people are political refugees in Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico is not a totalitarian country. It is not a tyranny that persecutes people for their religious or political beliefs or their ethnicity. So we all know it's a lie. We all know that when they say they're political refugees, that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie like Christine Blasey Ford told before Congress.
Yes.
It's perjury. And everybody knows that. But George Soros-sponsored attorneys and leftist judges are willing to pretend to take the lie seriously long enough to turn these people loose so they can disappear into the country, have anchor babies, and the next generation of Democrat voters is assured. And what they're doing, essentially, is we are turning the U.S. into one of those cartel-dominated border cities like Juarez, mm-hmm. that these people are trying to get away from.
Yeah.
So we're trying. soon there will be no United States of America to flee to, because America will be like tragic cities like Monterrey, Mexico, where I went there in 2000, and it was a beautiful, prosperous town. It was like Dallas with a Spanish accent. Well, since then, the cartels have destroyed the place and turned it into chaos.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening to America, because the same kind of crooks and tyrants are running America via the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, as run Mexico and other heartbreaking, tragic third world countries.
John, the thing is, and people are surprised because they think cartels are just south the border. And I think Fox published about a month ago a map of the cartel's incursion and operations within the United States. We're talking maybe all but eight states. The cartels are well entrenched. So they have a supply chain that goes from Mexico out throughout the country. Well, we can probably say the supply chain that starts in China and goes all the way up through Mexico and into the United States. I mean, this is very sophisticated, very well established, that that the leadership knows. Joe Biden knows about all this. Congress knows about this. And meanwhile, we the people are left vulnerable. And then they want to take away our guns, our Second Amendment right. And now, you have a situation where you've got a brave, I believe, a hero type in Daniel Perry, or Daniel Penny, I should say, who saves. How many people did he save on the subway there with this homeless guy who has a track record? Unbelievable. I mean, 42 arrests. I mean, and the brutality, I mean, rape, and I mean, it's a rape, but I mean, he beat up an older woman. I think she was 65, 68 years old, and hit her in the face and broke her orbital bone, John. I mean, this guy, it's unbelievable.
This homeless psycho is the ideal Democrat. He is the ideal American. The Democrats' vision of the ideal American is a psychotic, homeless thug who smells of his own bodily fluids, who will vote as he's told, and beat up and terrorize and intimidate the solid middle class citizens who make up the real America.
How is Alvin Bragg not indictable for this? I mean, he has put this man back on the street time and time again, and even this man's family. And I understand it's tough when you have a child that's out of control, but they're equally responsible, in my humble opinion.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You know, that iconic song from Tony Bennett, Left My Heart in San Francisco. I got to tell you, living here in Florida now, a lot of people, huge influx of New Yorkers who have left their heart in New York. It is sad, you know, for them. And I understand how tough it must be, you know, for them. We can joke about some of the political viewpoints in that. But, John, there are many people here, New Yorkers, who have transplanted here to this free state of Florida. But, you know, it's almost like the Jews when they were kicked out of Jerusalem and they went into Babylonia. They missed their hometown. They missed, you know, the things that they related and they grew up with. And I'm hearing this more and more from native New Yorkers here in Florida that it's bittersweet. Yeah, it's free state here in Florida. They like that part, but they miss New York, and I can't blame them.
Bill, I'm a native New Yorker now in exile in Dallas, and yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I would love to live back in my hometown, my home city. If it were up to me, I would still live within walking distance of the Catholic church where I was baptized and went to grammar school, and two blocks of a high school that I went to near my best friend in the world, who is still my best friend, who I met at age 7.
What?
I can't live in New York. First of all, it's not a free country politically.
Right.
If I leave Astoria, Queens, and go into Manhattan, you know, I can't wear a political button. I can't wear a MAGA hat. I can't express my views because thugs are empowered to beat me up.
Yeah.
And the Democrats believe that that's the resistance. Hmm. They believe that that's legitimate. They're acting like we're in some horrible, wretched, dismal, third world kleptocracy. And that's why they elected or stole the election for a president who is a crook, whose yeah. brother is a crook, whose son is a crook, who runs a crime family. I write a lot about this in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration. And if people want the best arguments and the best facts on how to deal with the fake arguments and fake moral claims of the left and of mm-hmm. often of their churches, go get my Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, and you know, you'll know more of what's really going on.
Yeah,
the triggering of the left. I mean, they're already cocked and ready to let go. I mean, you saw that the other night. You know, CNN has been hurting for ratings so badly that they had to have Trump on. I mean, to kind of save them. And he delivered the best ratings they've had in a long time. And but whoa, what a meltdown in the inner sanctum of CNN.
They don't believe in free speech.
No,
they don't believe in free votes.
Yeah.
They don't believe that Trump supporters, that pro-lifers, that anti-trans mutilation people, that conservative moms at PTA meetings, they don't believe we have any rights the way the Marxists, the communists in Russia, believed that the kulaks, the grasping peasants, don't have any rights. They don't believe we have any rights.
Right.
They were willing to imprison us for our beliefs. They're willing to pillage our cities and turn them loose to their rent-a-mobs. These people are not patriotic Americans. I want to say this clearly. The Democrats are not a patriotic mainstream political party. They're a crackpot extremist cult that has gotten big enough that we have to pretend that it's a legitimate organization. But in fact, it's a criminal organization that no longer even operates based on political beliefs. It's a crime organization linked to the cartels and the Chinese communists and anyone else, whoever's the highest bidder. If Vladimir Putin could bid high enough, he would control the Bidens. But he decided it was cheaper to just take Ukraine by war rather than buying it. Remember, Joe Biden, who's risking World War III in Ukraine, turned the whole country of Afghanistan over to the Taliban, who are allied with communist China. And do you know the day they signed that alliance? It was September 11th, 2001. They signed their alliance with communist China. And Joe Biden just turned $90 billion worth of U.S. military equipment, bases, embassies, and the hapless, desperate citizens of Afghanistan over to the control of a radical Islamist cult allied with communist China. Why should we be surprised that he would steal an election and that they would send innocent people to prison if it suits them politically?
And then we'd realize that the Biden family is so corrupt with all the evidence, the clear evidence. I mean, you know, compared to Donald Trump, I mean, if they'd even had a tenth of the clear evidence that we have for Joe Biden, I mean, look at what they did just by lying and making things up. They impeached him twice, and then they go ahead and that's not enough. Then they take him to civil court as a former president and change the rules and everything so they can come up with this, you know, this conviction. And what they started, they originally, the conviction was supposed to be for rape. Well, they didn't prove rape. They threw that out. So then they had to come up with some other, you know, sleight of hand gizmo thing so that they could, you know, impose some sort of $5 million judgment on him. And now he's guilty.
What we need to realize is that none of us are safe with Democrats in power. I live in Dallas, Texas. Guess what? My district attorney is a George Soros appointee.
Oh, wow.
George Soros' choice.
Yeah.
So, I've got an AR-15. I've got a Beretta pistol. But if I use them to defend myself, I'm going to have basically a Chinese communist prosecutor trying to put me in prison with a jury full of recent illegal immigrants who were amnestied, or their children, or welfare recipients, or just radical leftists. So I don't feel like I live in a free country. You have to live in a blue. You have to live in a red state. A red state.
Exactly.
Maybe have a chance at the traditional American experience. You probably have to live in the most conservative city in Texas or city in Florida to be out of reach of the anarcho tyranny of this monstrous
totalitarian system the Democrats are setting up.
Exactly. I want to transition to what St. Mother Teresa had to say about abortion. You'll remember it was at a national prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., back in 94, and she's there before President and Mrs. Bill Clinton, Vice President and Mrs. Al Gore, along with 4,000 others in attendance, and she flat out called abortion murder. She says, I feel the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion because it is a war against the child, a direct killing of the innocent child, murder by the mother herself. And if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another, John?
Well, the Democrats have decided to stop telling people that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. They're finally heeding Mother Teresa's words and being consistent by basically endorsing all crime. They're just the pro-crime party.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
You can't have order in the streets for long when you have chaos and murder in the womb. The most basic, fundamental haven in the world is a mother's womb, and it's the most dangerous place in America. If every woman's womb, the Democrats turn into a Baltimore, Maryland, a killing field, a shooting gallery, a downtown Chicago. That's going to have its impact. And those rhino Republicans who think they can get low taxes and safe street, clean streets and safe neighborhoods while letting doctors mutilate and castrate children and murder them in the womb and pornographers and groomers control our public schools, they're sadly mistaken. The Brad Raffensburgers and the David Frenches and Nikki Haley's of this world, they have no future. They are dodos, they are unicorns, they are dinosaurs.
Well, you see, you've abandoned the fundamental thing that God told us. Life gives you life. Death gives you death. Evil promotes evil. And this is what has been let out on the streets of America because we were given the option. Choose life or death. And look at what we have. How many people have chosen death? Now, I believe in a redeeming God who's willing to forgive. But we've got to bend our knees. We've got to throw ourselves down before a holy God and say, God, please forgive us. Because we have dishonored you. We have chosen death. And forgive us for making a bad choice.
Right now it's up in the air whether America is Nineveh or whether it's simply Sodom.
Yeah.
And I think the next couple of years, our choices, especially in the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned, our choices will determine whether we have the fate of Nineveh or we share the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, the short-term fate of Nineveh was they did repent. I mean, they even put sackcloth on the animals. That was how affected that they realized that their sin was toward God, and they changed their ways, and for 100 years they got a bit of a reprieve. Whether that will happen with America, I agree with you. I've been praying and that maybe we might have a Nineveh reprieve and revival experience, but we know where this is all heading, and that Jesus will come back, and a one-world government, the legitimate one-world government, will take place with He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. John Zemeric has been with us from stream.org. Check it out and follow him and read all the great writings that he puts forth. Thank you, John. Take care.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial.
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have